We're up to Simin Reish Ayin Gimel. We'll be doing the first sif. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Kiddush must be in a place that you're going to eat. So now he says, Ubabayis Echad, in one room, Mipina Lapina, from one corner of the room to another, Chashuv Makom Echad, that's considered one place, Shem Kiddush Lechol B'Pina Zov, V'Nimlach Lechol B'Pina Acheres, you made Kiddush thinking you're going to eat there, and then you move to the other side of the room, Afilu Traklin Gadol, even though it's this enormous hall, Ein Sarak Lachsav Lekaddish. The halacha is you do not have to make Kiddush again. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Umibayis L'sukah Choshev K'mipino L'pina. What's he talking about? He's talking about a case where someone makes a sukkah in the house, they've got a hole in the ceiling, the hole in the roof, they cover it up the rest of the year, they remove the covering for sukkahs, and they put tzchach over it. So his sukkah is in the house. Says the Ramah, the fact that this part is called the sukkah and the rest is called the house is not enough to make that a shini makom. The halacha of mibayis of mibayis echad mipina lepina is not considered a hefsek. That's all the way we paskin, but there is a day that it is a hefsek. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura says that you should, if you should really try and have in mind that you're going to be eating at a different part of the same room, because das helps mipina lepina. Now, what did we say in the case of the sukkah? That the Ramah is talking about a sukkah in the house, and it's not called a shini makom. What happens if your sukkah is outside? So there it is, a shini makom. So the Mishnah Brura goes through two cases. He says, what happens if somebody was eating in the sukkah and it starts raining? What did he do? He made kiddush in the sukkah and it starts raining. Before he goes back in, he should wash and make a motzi. What he gains by that is that he had his kiddush makom suda. What happens if he went inside because of the rain? He didn't make kiddush in the sukkah. He made kiddush in the house. Then it stops raining, so he wants to go out. You can tell him to go eat pas. Now he's mechuyev to go outside and eat in the sukkah. So what should he do in order not to lose his kiddush? So the halacha is he can drink another revius of wine and let that be the makom suda, rather than having pas in the house when you can eat in the sukkah. Says the Ramah now. V'yashomim shekol sharoa makomo afilu mibayis lechotzer in tzarech lachzor ulekadesh. The Ramah says that if you see your place, even though it's a different room, the halacha is that you don't have to make kiddush again. That's even if you see part of the room through a window. V'yashomim shem kiddush b'makom echer adas lechol b'makom acher shaper dami. Some say that not only Riyah but also das works. V'ushi shnei makomos b'bayis echad. Could go mi cheder le cheder or mi igru la ara, or you're going from downstairs to upstairs. Now, according to this, even mi bayis la bayis, from one room to another, or even from one house to another, is good enough. La maisa, the Mishnah Brura says, only to rely on this b'di'eved, because some are machmir, even b'di'eved, that from once you're leaving the room altogether, then it's a hefsik, and re'iya and das don't help. Now, la halacha, the Mishnah Brura paskins, that mi cheder lecheder, if you can see and you also had das, that you're allowed to do lechatchila. So, for example, on erev Pesach shechalias b'Shabbos, or just before Pesach, when people have their dining room clean for Pesach, they make kiddush in the dining room, eat chametz in a different room, come back, and now eat Pesach dig. So the halacha is, in order for that work to work and be kiddush makom suda, you have to have in mind that you're going to be eating there. And you also have to be able to see the place. By the way, seeing the place, we said, is even miktsas makomo, even if there's part of the room visible because there's a window, but not the exact place that you're reading, that is good enough.